Chapter 7. The Mover. Words. Afternoon. Alone. Another. Anybody. Armchair. Around. Away. Back. Bed. Bread. Brother. Carry. Cigarette. Colleague. Couch. Disgusting. Does. Drawer. Everything. Exactly. Fall. Far. Free. Handcuffs. Hey. Hide. Incredible. Jump. Just. Laugh. Laughing. Lay. Let. Like. Load. Location. Look around. Lose. Magazine. Move. Mover. Nervous. Nervously. Newspaper. Off. Outside. Own. Owner. Person. Plate. Porn. Probably. Put. Real. Run. Seen. Shut up. Smell. Smelly. Sniff. Socks. Stink. Stinker. Stinkiest. Stinky. Stranger. Tattoo. Tell. Thief. Thing. Throw. Truck. Try. 20. Under. Very. Walk. Waste no time. World. Yours. Yourself. The Mover. It's Friday afternoon. It is warm and sunny outside. A light wind is blowing. Paul Rost is coming back home from the bank. A strange man comes up to him not far from his house. "Hey, brother, do you live on this street?" the stranger asks. Paul doesn't like this man, so he says, "No, I don't. I live far from here." "Can you help me?" the stranger asks. "How exactly?" Paul says. "I'm a mover. My colleague is ill, and I have to load some things into the truck and move them to another location. I'll give you $20 if you help me load the things into the truck," the stranger says. "Well, I have some free time," Paul says. The man goes to Paul Rost's house. The house door is open. "Come in, it's here," the mover says. Paul Rost goes into his own house. He tries to hide his surprise. "The owner is not here, but I know what he wants to move. Come on, take this armchair," the mover says. They take the armchair and carry it outside. "The owner is a real stinker," the man says. "What?" Paul Rost asks. "This armchair stinks of cigarettes. Don't you smell?" the mover asks. "Really?" the detective sniffs his armchair. "Yes, it probably stinks," he says. "It smells like a cigarette," the man says nervously. Paul looks at his arm and sees a tattoo there. No time to lose. They load the armchair in the truck and go back into the house. The man walks around and looks at things. "It stinks here too. Now, this table," he says. They take the table and carry it outside. The table drawer opens and some bread, a plate, socks, and a newspaper fall out of it. "What's that? Look at this. Some bread, socks, a plate, and a newspaper are in the table. He is the stinkiest person in the world. He is a real stinker," the man shouts nervously. Paul throws down the table, jumps on the man, and falls down to the ground with him. "Shut up," he shouts. "Shut up, disgusting thief." Paul is very nervous. You're the stinker. You're a stinker yourself. Paul Roast puts on handcuffs on the thief and says, This is my house, and that is my armchair, and this is my table and my plate, you disgusting, stinky thief. No time to lose, really? The man lays on the ground. He tries to understand what is going on. Well, is this your house? That's incredible. The man understands it at last. He looks at the detective. Then he starts laughing. So you're the stinker. Are these things yours? He laughs. Yes, you are a disgusting, stinky thief. Don't waste the time. Go to the police station now, Paul shouts nervously. I'll tell them everything, the man shouts, about your socks and bread, and about the smelly old armchair, and about the porn magazines under the bed. What? What? The detective points a gun at the man. What are you talking about? Let me go. I am a small man, and I've got many problems. Just let me go, and I won't tell anything to anybody, the man says. What porn magazines? The detective says nervously. If you don't let me go, I'll tell. I will tell everything that I've seen and all that I haven't. Please, let me go, the man asks. Paul thinks a little. He puts the gun away. Then he takes the handcuffs off the man and says, If I see you again, you'll get a bullet. The man gets up from the ground and runs away. Paul Roast goes into the house and sits down on the couch. He's looking around. He is sniffing the air. Yes, it probably stinks, he thinks. He lives alone. Why? He can't answer. Nobody can answer this question. New vocabulary review. Is today Friday or Thursday? Today is Friday. Is it warm outside? Today, it is warm and sunny outside. Are you ill? No, I'm well. Why do you ask? There is a pill on the table. Do you want this pill? No, thanks. Do you have porn magazines? I don't have any porn magazines. And do you? I don't have any porn magazines either. I don't like porn magazines. I don't like them either. Why are you nervous? I'm not nervous. Why do you ask? You put socks into a drawer together with bread. Do you have a brother? I have two brothers and a sister. Does your sister live in this house? No, she doesn't. She lives far away in another city. And where do your brothers live? My brothers live with me. What are these things on the couch? They are my things. Do you want me to help you load your things into the car? Yes, please. Look at my tattoo. I do not like your tattoo. But I like it. It's the most beautiful tattoo in the world. The air here stinks. Smell it. Yes, the air is very stinky here. There are a lot of old cars and buses here, so the air is disgusting. Yes, everything around smells. It is a very stinky place. Is this your newspaper, young man? Yes, it is. Why do you ask? I want to look at it. Can I? Of course not. Maybe you would also like to look at a porn magazine. Let's sit on the couch. Okay. At last, we can sit down. Look under the table. Somebody is lying there. This is my colleague. He is trying to hide from the police. Why? Did he commit a crime? Yes, he has. He committed a crime. What crime did he commit? My colleague robbed the Imperial Bank. He robbed the bank? Exactly. Let's handcuff him. Okay. I want to get a position as a teller at the bank. There may be a vacancy for a teller at the Imperial Bank. I have been trying to get exactly this position all month. The manager of the Imperial Bank is my brother. If you want, I'll direct you to him. Yes, please direct me to him. Look, is this your colleague smelling the flowers? No, it's not. This is the owner of the house. Can you tell me about the owner of the house? Is he a good person? Of course. I'll tell you about him. He is the strangest person in the world.
Strange?
Exactly. Why? He likes to throw plates from the second floor into the garden.
Really?
I saw it myself. And he jumps on the bed every day. I like jumping on the bed too.